Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more light. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want us down. Ooh. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
maybe bow our heads.
Oh, but I know that I need more than she did.
Oh, Khaled.
They just praying that I crash. Cause those guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer divide niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or oh, I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is enough. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bitchy. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me, just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a swing, everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced safe sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go? Where we at, go?
But I know God did.
Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze a rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the split is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push your 50 like fit and all, this shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been to the Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold to those you call Kingpin. If those are drug lords, then who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them on I never wanted to be the state custodian. The laws are draconian. On, for those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow we're outfoxed, every box to try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick the snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on the turnpike, really took control on them. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters, working pro bono for him as a favor cause I throw them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They done fucked around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these are hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, this is New Testament. Book of Hope. Jesus turned water to wine for whole bitches took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Whole big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road dead. I see a lot of hovin' gigs. Me and me can never beef, I freed that nigga from a whole big. Hove dead. This time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's some passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They counted us out. They didn't think that we were making up. They didn't believe in us.
Talk to these niggas.
Yeah.
Let's just show 'em.
Yeah.
You know?
I see dead rappers the dead of night to get a sight. Go shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga.
See that?
So you can make a scene and I make a buck. My steelos, treat them like a kilo. Cut them or tape them up. I ain't the killer type, I'm the villa type. Black tuxedo when the Porsche is vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the low face. Start with a low weight. Start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I can do it a couple times.
I'm in.
My nigga look at me now. It's a show, not chill when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out, it's no need for looking around.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Big man with the muscles, I can all put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall like Gorilla Glue. Cross any one of my niggas, I don't care how you do him. Send his cold body back home, I don't care how you flow him. Brother cousin used to work with him, I don't care how you know him. Send my main bitch to go fuck him, I don't care how she screw him. Plant-based, vegan or beef, I don't care how you chew him. Life's got too many fucking hits, it's hard to pull. Been underrated, but the streets, they got us so warm. I'm like, thank you, cuz, just because. Fame and money bring jealousy, that's what it does. Niggas lie on IG just to get a buzz. Someone's college paid off, so I gave it to him. Sent my nigga money in jail, it just made it to him. Cross me, suck my dick, if you related to him. And when I'm dead and gone, just be glad you know.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't gotta talk behind his back, yeah, just say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him. His first time seeing some profit, it was amazing to him. Now he want one of my watches, so I gave it to him. You just keep the gun in your pocket, that's good behavior to him. He ain't even gotta repay me, that's just a favor to him. Reason that they worship the God, I'm like a savior to him. Sometimes I give it to him harsh, at least I gave it to him. Told my man they in the air, then they made it to him. Dance with the devil one time, now I'm related to him. From the dirt to the muddy waters, yeah, I made it to him. Couple flicks, couple money orders, so I gave it to him. Mom, Dukes, wifey and my daughters try to gate it to him. As soon as some things cross the border, yeah, I gave it to him. You already know, cop and go, that's how Jada do him. Look him in his eyes, be a man about it, say it to him. Then again, you'll probably do it how I hate it, man. Silence for 10 years, I put the potato to him. 200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want us down. Ooh, oh. But look at us now. Oh. They counted us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't
maybe
think
bow our heads.
Up. Oh, but I know God is all that she did.
They just praying that I crash. Cause those guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer divide niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the odds stacked against me, I could crack the Benchy. I know only God the judges, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a twin everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced safe sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we were making up. They didn't
it breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God did.
Where we at, goo?
Yes, he did.
Where we at, goo? Please Lord forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Lotto talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push you 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been it up a hump, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. The dose of drug laws and who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box to try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloking them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick the snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They done fucked around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's Psalm 151, it's the New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road, dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and Meek can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. This time we have a discussion, who the goat, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan, talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God did.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They counted us out. They didn't think
that we will make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is all that she did.
What's good? Hope everybody doing well. Today is Thursday. Yeah, so I want to thank everybody for the continued support. For those that are on the Telegram chat, appreciate y'all chiming in. And let's get to it. It's not going to be a long show. I guess tonight, let me do this. So I just decided to pick up this particular topic. Based on some feedback, but I'm gonna let them kind of share their thoughts and let you know what we're looking at. But tonight's topic is gonna be the trade name, which is AKA the assumed name, AKA a business name. Ultimately, it's a doing business as name. It's a fictitious name. There's a lot of different ways that they might advertise this in your state. So a trade name, trading name, or business name, listen to the terms, is a pseudonym used by companies that do not operate under their registered company name. So anybody that's using a DBA need to first recognize that they're establishing a business name under their registered company name. So think about that for a second. A lot of y'all take your straw man and you plug that in as your business name. It tells you right here that these are all pseudonyms. A pseudonym, falsely named, or alias, listen to the terms, a pseudonym or an alias, a pseudonym or an alias, pseudonym or alias is a fictitious name that a person or group assumes for a particular purpose which differs from their original or true name. This also differs from a new name that entirely or legally replaces an individual's own. Entirely or legally.
Go figure.
Many pseudonym holders use pseudonyms because they wish to remain anonymous. So one could say, for example, QM is an alias. But anonymity is difficult to achieve and often fraught with legal issues. That's just alias or pseudonym. So the term for this type of alternative name is a fictitious business name. So it's called a fictitious business name, not real. Registering a fictitious name with a relevant government body is often required. Often. That's a lot of the times. In a number of countries, the phrase trading as is used to designate a trade name. In the United States, the phrase doing business as, and I'll go over these because it's abbreviated to DBA, which is all caps, DBA, which is all lower caps, D.B.A. or D/B/A is used, among others, such as assumed business name or fictitious business name. They go on. They say in Canada, operating as and trading as are used, although doing business as is also sometimes used. So they have additional terms. Now, a company typically uses a trade name to conduct business using a simpler name rather than using their formal and often lengthier name. Trade names are also used when a preferred name cannot be registered, often because it may already be registered or it is too similar to a name that is already registered. These are just some of the examples that they're providing. Let me say this before I go further. The definition they provided for pseudonym is equivalent to an alias. But what is an alias? I'm going to take a quick look because we need to know what alias is. I know what I'm going to say, but we need to know what they say. Alias, an assumed name, an alternate name, a false signal. No, there it is. As an adverb, alias denotes also known as. That's standard for A period K period A. That's not in there. I'm just telling y'all what that is. So AKA is considered to be an alias. And an alias is an assumed name, which is a false name, which is a fictitious name, which is not real. So let me make sure I just read this shit correctly, because I just want y'all to know. They said a pseudonym or alias. Now, a pseudonym is falsely named. That's what it denotes. An alias is also a fictitious name that a person or group assumes for a particular purpose, which differs from the original or true name. This also differs. Listen to what they say. This also differs from a name, a new name that entirely replaces an individual's own or legally replaces an individual's own, right? So when you go to court and you change your name in court, they tell you that you have a false name and it's denoted as AKA.
It's crazy. It's freaking crazy.
Legal aspects of this thing here. Let's see what they have to say about the legal aspects. This is as it relates to trade name. Using one or more fictitious business name. I just like the fact that they make it so clear that we're not talking about a fictitious personal name. We're talking about fictitious business name. This shit is crazy. And y'all don't get it because they keep saying individual versus company. So you think that individual doesn't represent like an EIN. It represents a fellowship. Like all this shit is so twisted. These people are crazy. Let's see. Using one fictitious business name does not create one or more separate legal entities. The distinction between a registered legal name and a fictitious business name or trade name is important because fictitious business names do not always identify the entity that is legally responsible. Legal agreements such as contracts are normally made using the registered legal name of the business. If a corporation fails to consistently adhere to such important legal formalities like using its registered legal name and contract, it may be subject to piercing of the corporate veil. Piercing the corporate veil or lifting the corporate veil is a legal decision to treat the rights or duties of a corporation as the rights or liabilities of its shareholders. That means you get past the charade and get right to the parties responsible. Usually a corporation is treated as a separate legal person who is solely responsible for the debts it incurs and the sole beneficiary of the credit it owes. So common law countries usually uphold this principle of separate personhood. So what is the countries that laws that they follow? Common law. So simple. But in exceptional situations may pierce or lift the corporate veil. So a simple example would be where a business person has left their job as a director and has signed a contract to not compete with the company they have just left for a period of time. Sorry. If they set up a company which competed with their former company, technically it would be the company and not the person competing. But it is likely a court would say that the new company was just a sham or a cover, and that as such, the new company is completely owned and controlled by one person that the former employee is deliberately choosing to compete, and so is in breach of that non-competing contract. Breach of contract. All right, so that's the example they chose to give. Let's see where else we can go, because they're all over the place. So I don't want to see these countries. So let's see what they say in the United States, because this is the last part. A minority of United States, including Washington, still uses the term trade name to refer to doing business as DBA names. In most United States, now DBAs are officially referred to using their terms. Almost half of states, like New York and Oregon, use the term assumed business name or assumed name. So that's three different examples they just gave you. DBA, doing business as, assumed name. And now, and nearly as many, like Pennsylvania, use the term fictitious name. That's the fourth one. This shit is so simple. Right? Now, here's the juicy part. Let me see what my audience looks like. Before I go any further with this, I'll be looking. All right, cool. Let me see. Here's the juicy part, y'all. This is what most so-called gurus miss. And this shit is right here in the definition. It's, I just Googled the shit. All right. So, for consumer protection. Damn. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, sounds about right. And they dropped me again. I don't know what's wrong with these people. But it's all good, though. Let me go back to what I was reading. So many U.S. jurisdictions require businesses operating with fictitious names to file a DBA statement. File a DBA statement, a doing business as, an assumed name, assumed business name, a fucking fictitious name, a fucking trade name, right? Any one of those fucking terms. Notice it doesn't say trademark, copyright, or any of the above. This also reduces... Oh, my bad. Let me back up. I didn't finish reading the sentence. It says, many U.S. jurisdictions require businesses operating with fictitious names to file a DBA statement. I kept saying DBA statement. Though names, including the first and last name of the owner, may be accepted. Huh. This also reduces the possibility of two local businesses operating under the same name, although some jurisdictions do not provide exclusivity for a name. Now, that can be challenged, because if some do, that means that you can uphold that in the rest of the other states that don't. All right, so that's a gem right there, right? Some do provide exclusivity for a name. A name, y'all. A fucking name. That means that nobody else can use it. It means it exclusively belongs to fucking me. It means back the fuck up. It means leave me the fuck alone. It means, yo, shut the fuck up. No, you shut the fuck up, right? That's what it means. All right. So, or may allow more than one party to register the same name. Right. Go figure. I got to pay attention. Note, though, that this is not a substitute for filing a trademark application. A DBA filing carries no legal weight in establishing trademark rights. The U.S. trademark rights are acquired by use in commerce, but there can be substantial benefits to filing a trademark application. So I'm not sure if people listen to me when I speak. I'm not sure if y'all take in the information. Maybe sometimes y'all are taking a lot of notes and you probably, you know, missed something. But I was there because I remember saying it. I distinctly remember saying that a trade name cation or trade name filing, better yet, does not enforce your rights. I specifically used the terms that it denoted to be a notice of those rights. And I said that the gurus were not teaching you how to enforce those rights. Never told you how to do it. Gave you some bits and pieces of it, as I always do. But I didn't explain to you how to go pursue it. So if you're in the business of doing a DBA, because I talked about it the other day, and I went over it, saying it was about $35, maybe $50, depending on the state that you're in, right? Or in between that, up to $50. That you would be in a position to just either go online and complete it, or you would get a copy of the application and complete it by mail, or you could probably fax it in. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but the mailing and the online seems to be it. So some states do it at the Secretary of State level. Some states do it at the county level. It's a trade name, fictitious name, assumed name, or a doing business as name. Huh. All false names. So you were taught to take the false name that you've been assuming and presuming to be yours. You've been assuming and presuming to be yours, DBA, denoting the straw man as that fictitious assumed name, DBA name, trade name, entity. That's what you were taught. But that doesn't enforce your rights. And as this article, this is Wikipedia, by the way. I'm just simply reading off a wiki. You can learn so much if you just read. I just like to show people in black and white. I said all of these fucking things, but it's right here, black and white. Where? On wiki. That's the gimmick, y'all. The gimmick is people have lied to y'all. Now, and I'll go as far as this. Let's see if they cut me again. Watch this. When you go on, fuck it. Let me do it. Because y'all know. Let me just do something. I'll just do it. Let's see where they get me. Fictitious name. Fictitious name. All right. I'm on Pennsylvania website. So I just typed in fictitious name and I want to do a registration and let's see what they give me. So this is what they say. Fictitious name. A fictitious name is any assumed name, any assumed name, any assumed name, any assumed name, style or designation other than the proper name of the entity using such name. So in essence, because this is business, and what they're saying is when you register the business name, that would be the proper name that you registered. So you can't come and do a DBA for the same damn name. You don't need one. You would have to want to conduct trade in another vehicle, which would be the straw man, that is not directly tied or connected to you. You. That's it. Therefore, giving you a level of separation. Uh-oh. This is not me. I'm just reading. All right. The term fictitious name includes a name assumed by an entity is defined as any individual. I just love that they keep putting that there. Or corporation, association, syndicate. They even have that term in there. Don't play with them. They mean it. A proper name. We don't need that. Therefore, any individual. Notice they separate individual from sole proprietor. Notice they separate individual from sole proprietor. Now, can an individual conduct business? Wouldn't an individual need an EIN? And therefore would have to fall into one of these categories. Look how simple they're making this shit. They're letting you know. I don't know if y'all paying attention. They're letting you know. Wait a minute. They're telling you that anybody can file a fucking DBA. Therefore, any individual sole proprietorship, partnership, corporation, limited liability, or other form of association conducting commercial activities. I like the way they put this shit. Ooh, it's my first time reading from Philly, Pennsylvania, sorry. Activities under a name other than its, his, her, real, or proper name. But wait a minute, I thought they just said that you can only do this shit for business. It's a fictitious business name, it's a trade business name, it's an assumed business name. But they just told you in plain fucking English how and why you can fucking do this. Real or proper name. Must register this name with the Department of State in this particular state, about to say country. The purpose of the Fictitious Name Act. The purpose of the Fictitious Name Act is to establish, the purpose of the Fictitious Name Act is to establish the identity of those owning the business. I keep arguing with them because they keep telling people own nothing and control everything. And my dumbass is like, but wait. In order for you to actually do that, you would have to fucking own it first. You get it? No, you don't. Let's see. I was told a story yesterday, I think, of a postman who drove his route every fucking day faithfully. And he didn't live in the town that he was running his route in. And this town was a lot more well off than the town that he resides in. And every day, faithfully, for several years, I might add, this driver of the postal carrier or post truck, whatever the fuck it's called, would stop at this particular house and he would have lunch with this particular person every single day without fail after he completed his route. Every day. So it just so happened that I would aspire to say maybe he liked the property. Maybe he would have had thoughts about the property. And these are some old-ass properties that I'm on, by the way. Some 1711 property, real-ass shit. And, you know, the estate sold for 1.3 the other day. This was like a month ago. 1.3 they sold the fucking little ass estate for. This is what I'm trying to tell you. So, boom, the guy probably had a lot of thoughts. Like, yo, if I had this crib, I'd do this and blah, blah, blah. But he didn't fucking own it is the point I'm trying to drive home, right? He stopped by every fucking day having fucking lunch because he couldn't do shit about what the fuck he would do with it or not do with it. He didn't own it. Maybe he wasn't even concerned with it. Lo and behold, this person passed away. and left everything. And I want to say that because leaving something is one of the points that I try to drive home to everybody. And I'm not going to go into that tonight. But she left everything on that estate to this person. 1.3 mil. That's what he sold it for. Now, could he have sold it if he didn't fucking own it? Could he have fixed up the property if he didn't own it? You can't do a damn thing with anything. And it's your authority, your ability to say, motherfucker, I own this. I'm leasing it to you. I'm letting you borrow it. I'm going to use it for my own full enjoyment. I'm going to leave it to my kid. That's your will that allows you to fucking do that. But if you don't have any fucking rights of ownership, then you can't do those things. So I just want to make sure that y'all are getting this shit because it's simple. All you have to do is just Google. That's literally all you have to fucking do. But wait, let's go back to this and see what else they got to say. The purpose of the Fictitious Name Act is to establish the identity of those owning the business. So a person can register a business name, or an individual can register a business name, and all these other entities can register a business name for the information of those whom might have dealings with it, him, or her, right? Whatever they want to put there. In other words, the public has a right to know with whom it is doing business. So since you have been doing business as that straw man name your entire fucking life and didn't realize that you were doing business as that straw man name, here are just the two things that it would prompt you to do, right? It would prompt you to say, well, shit, I got to put this straw man name on a DBA. But wait a damn minute. I can't have the same name as the straw man and put it on there as the owner. That's not fucking allowed. I read it to you. So it would prompt you to say, well, shit, change gonna come. Change gonna come. Yo, change gonna come. This is say, therefore, anytime that the name does not readily identify the owners of the business, it should be registered as a fictitious name. So if you don't want to be assumed to be the straw man, they just told you, you better register that motherfucker as a fictitious name. Did I just do that? I just did that. That's a free webinar. I just did that. I should have recorded this shit. This is simple. Any entity, including an individual sole proprietor. They just said any entity including an individual. Wait a goddamn minute. Any entity including an individual. Wait a minute. Oof. This shit is too much. Any entity including any of those, which they talk about individual sole proprietor, whatever, which conducts any business in Pennsylvania under an assumed name or fictitious name must register the fictitious name by filing a registration of fictitious name form. Yabba dabba do. And they just give it to you. Oh, man. They go in, though. They telling you the laws that they got on here. All right, here they go. Registration of a fictitious name does not create exclusive right to the use of the fictitious name. So this is a perfect example. In this state, what I would do is look at a state that says I got exclusive right, and then I would tell them motherfuckers to take notice. Right? In everything, I'm down. Take notice. That's preliminary, though. But you could do that. I would do that. Simple shit. Like, take notice. Back the fuck up. Yo, this shit is crazy. There are no ownership rights to a fictitious name. Get the fuck out of here. Because it's not exclusive. So you better be on your shit. This is why it don't work for some people and it works for some people. Because you might be in the right state that it say, look, nigga, back the fuck up. And you in the state that them niggas say, shut the fuck up. Yo, so other individuals or entities now, entities are separated, pay attention, may register the same fictitious name in this particular state. Registration is not a trademark or copyright. Now, I didn't just make that shit up when I was talking earlier. I'm trying to tell y'all, you know, this is what these motherfuckers say. All right? So, a trademark gives you enforcement. A trade name gives you notice. I told you to give the motherfuckers notice. Why? Because you don't need to do a motherfucker. Registration of a fictitious name does not provide liability protection. All of these things are within question, right? Because I'll show you the opposite. And then you can decide for yourself. Okay? The use of a fictitious name does not create a separate legal entity. That's what they said, not what we read earlier, but is merely descriptive of a person or association who does business under another name. So pay attention. This is why y'all got to read y'all state shit, because I'll give you an example right now. They're going to cut me off right now, but this is what I would say. I wouldn't register a fucking DBA in this fucking state. Why? These motherfuckers don't want to acknowledge the rights that are associated with it. So as I keep reading further, I'm just like, nah, don't give them no fucking notice. Just go somewhere else. Fuck out of here. And on that note, I know y'all don't understand me, but the same way that you can use any law in any state gives you the same right to file your documents in those states. All right? We'll explore that another time. They're about to cut me off. I got 30 seconds. We got an upcoming webinar, the affirmation webinar, or class, if you will, not a webinar. It's supposed to be on the 30th of this month, and we have the name change webinar, which I just hinted at, right? I just gave y'all the fucking clue why y'all got it. Neither here nor there. Name change webinar, May 21st. All right, so I'll check y'all out then. They about to cut me off. Y'all be easy. Take care. Peace.